Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die." David was a man after God's own heart. But one late afternoon, David decided to follow his own heart rather than God's. From the palace rooftop, David caught sight of Uriah's wife, the beautiful Bathsheba. He coveted her, called her to his palace, coerced her into bed, and got her pregnant. Panicked, David tried to cover up his affair. First he buried it under a lie. Then he buried Uriah so he could marry Bathsheba. David thought he was free, but for a year he was a prisoner of his own guilt. That's when God sent Nathan to David. Nathan told David a story. There were two men, one rich and the other poor. The poor man owned a single lamb that he treasured like a daughter. The rich man had hundreds of sheep and cattle. One day a guest dropped in at the rich man's house for dinner. Not wanting to give up one of his livestock, the rich man stole the poor man's lamb, slaughtered it, and served it to his guest. David was furious. He demanded to know the identity of the man who had destroyed another man's family. He deserved to die. Nathan replied, "You are the man." Hard words. Honest words. Humbling words. God's tough love set David free. Heartbroken, he confessed his guilt, and the Lord had compassion on him. Because of God's promised Savior, Jesus Christ, David found spiritual freedom. The innocent Lamb of God, slaughtered in place of the many, brings spiritual freedom to every man, woman, and child held in bondage to sin. That's all of us. We don't like to admit sin. We don't want our guilt exposed. We bottle it up, bury it, and build walls around it. We think we are protecting ourselves. In reality, we are prisoners of our own making. Confession is good for the soul. It's the door to freedom. It gives us access to God's love and forgiveness in Christ. O God, I recognize my rebellion against you. I know that I began life full of sin. Purify me from my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart. And restore to me the joy of your salvation. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.